We have a lot of people from out of state whenever there's a home game, and we try to accommodate them during the time they're here. A gentleman from Iowa and his wife, they're here for the Monday night game. I had to come in early to accommodate them. They want to get a package each, so we're going to take care of them today.
My name's Rod. I'm in town for the game.
Where are we going?
We're from Sioux City, Iowa. I've been a Packer fan about 55 years now. So for my 60th birthday, I'm going to go crazy and get a tattoo.
How high on your shoulder are you thinking?
He's been wanting to do this, and he was going to do it in Sioux City. And I said, if we're going to Green Bay, that's where you have to have it done. So I'm totally on board.
And here's what we did. We walked in, checked into the hotel. Both of the kids at the desk had tattoos. So I said, okay, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. They said, you got to go to Rick. He said, just a little unassuming place, but he's the best.
That's it.
That's our baby.
I'm not getting a rookie who's, this is his first tattoo. It's my first tattoo, but not his.
I started tattooing in the 60s, about 67, 68. I always rode a motorcycle all my life since I was 15. I followed the biker crowd. So wherever the bikers would gather, Milwaukee, Chicago, I would follow some of, you know, gatherings, and I got to tattoo all these bikers. It wasn't that popular among the players back in those days yet, but then it started changing, you know. Your rock and roll stars, you know, actors, everybody was starting to get tattoos. We're out a few times. I actually ran into, back in the day, Chester Marco. I was the Polish guy, and so was Chester. And that's kind of like how it started. I'm not real good at remembering names and everything, but I guess I tattooed a few players already. The players were starting to come in. I was the only shop around, and I was the reputable one, so, you know, all the players started coming to me.
Football was always big in our family. We've had season tickets, I think now it's third generation. So it's always been a part of our life. So whenever the guys were in here, when I was a kid, you know, you're kind of more starstruck.
Until you meet them, you feel almost like they're like superheroes or almost fictional, you know, like they, there's just something you see on TV. But when you see them in person and talk to them, you actually get to see all their different personalities. Some are quieter, some are funny. So that's really cool to get in touch with them personally.
When you were a kid, yeah, it was definitely when there was a Packer in the chair. You kind of made a point that maybe mom would bring you down. So maybe we got to go check out the shop because dad's got a Packer in the chair.
The early ones that I remember would have been like Earl Dotson, Craig Newsom.
I might have to read a few. It's hard for me to remember, but Gilbert Brown, Charles Woodson, Amon Green, Al Harris, George Koontz, Darren College, Dietrich Smith, Sam Shields, Haha, Mike Daniels, Donald Driver, you know, fabulous guy.
I remember when he came in, he was on the practice squad. He wore number 13, actually. But he was just right off the bat, down to earth, talking to everybody, laughing. He was like that his whole career. He actually came to one of my high school football games, and he was in the stands with my mom and dad, and nobody knew who he was because he wasn't Donald Driver yet. We ended up winning that game, and it was just really neat that he came there. And he actually gave me a pair of his shoes, and I wore them all through college playing football, so never changed them. The cleats were, like, way down by senior year. Bottoms actually fell off. Had to tape them up.
These we did in an earlier time. Two separate tattoos, and but we're bringing it with these stars. We're going to bring it together as one chess piece, so that's where we're at.
Both of my sleeves, I got some work on my chest done, some work on my rib done. Basically everything you see out there on the field, Rick either created it or touched it up for me, so he gets all the props for that. We're a brotherhood in the locker room, so we're around each other so much. That's with anything. I mean, if it goes from a haircut or anything to a tattoo, guys ask for recommendation, and the number one name will come up is Rick.
Like, I look at, like, Sam Shields. Okay, Sam, you from, like, close to Miami. How many of those tattoos did Rick do? Sam says, all of them. Morgan, you from Atlanta, bro.
How many of those tattoos did a guy in Green Bay do? All of them. I was like, this is my guy. This is my guy. Sometimes the best things is right under your nose, man. And Rick is definitely one of the best.
You know, the best time that I ever went in there to get a tattoo, he put the trophy on my arm. That's Rick. Rick always made sure that he was the one doing my tattoo. Charles, you need a tattoo? What do you want? I got you. I get it done.
If you're into tattoos, you want good detail work, you go see Rick.
You want some good ink? You want to get right? Go see Rick Harnowski.
Appreciate it, Rick.
I came from Poland. We immigrated in 1963, 2 days after JFK assassination, actually. Our family was divided by World War II, and all my aunts and all our relatives ended up in America. And my mom and dad got stuck in Poland after the Iron Curtain came down. So, and it took them from 1945. Finally, we were granted visa to enter the United States in 1963. It took that many years. My aunt lived here, and that's where we settled in Green Bay. My aunt arranged housing for us and jobs, so when we came here, you rolled up your sleeves right away. And we went to school, and my parents went right to work. It was actually very challenging knowing you're in a new world and a land of opportunity. And so I actually did summer jobs, cutting lawns for elderlies and, you know, doing whatever you could to earn some money.
Round right, left, left, a hook, big play, hit.
My uncle had season tickets, and I got to go to some of the early games in the 60s, so it was fun. That's how I was introduced to football. I learned that in Green Bay, that the Green Bay Packers is almost like a religion around here, so you kind of get on a bandwagon and start following along with everybody else and enjoy the sport. We didn't dress appropriately. I used to wear cowboy boots, and boy, that was not the proper apparel. I always enjoyed drawing, and in junior high school, I actually drew a portrait of Abraham Lincoln, and I sent that in, and I won a scholarship for art instruction schools through Minneapolis, Minnesota, and learned my basic drawing skills and stuff like that. I didn't know it at that time, but I always wanted to do something with the art, so I applied it toward tattooing. When we were going to high school, a lot of my friends ended up getting drafted. And if you got in trouble or something in school and you end up in front of a judge and you were facing jail time, you got a choice, Vietnam or jail. So a lot of my friends ended up in Vietnam. And since I was the artist, I was lucky enough I didn't get drafted. Since I was the artistic one, they introduced me to homemade tattoos. And we used to do it in my friend's garage. We built a fort. His dad actually was a chief on a fire department, but he was in a wheelchair. And so we knew he couldn't get up into the attic, and we used to go, you know, to do homemade tattoos up there. And since I was the artist, some of the guys were getting drafted going to Vietnam. So we got to do like friendship tattoos, and I got to be the artist. I got to meet a carnival artist that actually introduced me to electric tattoo machines. So I got a hold of his catalog and where to order the equipment and stuff. So then I started ordering my own machines and kind of applied my artistic talent toward the tattoo work. Because back then, most of the tattoos were done with like stencils, and exactly what you saw on paper, you transferred it onto the skin and you did it as such. Those were, you know, the old traditional designs like Sailor Jerry and all of those. And I thought to myself, no, you gotta take this a little further. Start drawing your own designs instead of duplicating the same stuff, like cookie cutter designs. So I started drawing my own stuff and applying that. That's what I started calling custom tattooing. So a person would come to me and describe what they wanted or bring their own picture, and I was able to transfer that and do that onto the person's skin. So the art came a long way. finally, in the late 70s, I met my wife, and then I settled down and kind of opened up my first shop on Walnut Street. I want to start introducing tattoos to the general public more. So I went to the city hall and applied for a tattoo license, and they looked at me and laughed, saying there is no such thing in existence. We want to maintain public safety. To me, that was so important, because once you had that license on the wall, knowing that tattooing is actually safer than being admitted to the hospital. And I kind of put it all together, and I approached the city of Green Bay and my aldermen, and then we went to work in proposing rules and regulations and licensing for the city of Green Bay. And then we expanded on a county level, so I was the first licensed tattoo artist, where the health department can come in anytime, inspect the premises. So once we got the license on the wall, then I wanted to expand that on a state level. I made trips to Madison, and that took me a number of years. So there was a lot of work back in the day to kind of pave the way.
Sure. At least my Packer Hello Kitty.
Grew up in the business, and when I first started working here, it was just me and my father. After my brother Josh graduated college and he joined us.
The benefits definitely outweigh the negatives. We get along pretty good for the most part. I sit back by Dad for 8 to 10 hours a day. We get along pretty good.
A little dad there, yeah.
You know, I guess you don't ever have to worry about losing your job.
My two sons, yeah. Well, Dan runs my shop, does all the consultations and all the bookings. Josh ended up going to St. Norbert's, and he studied art, and he's applying his artistic education. So me and him are tattooing full-time. It makes me feel proud, and he's taken the tattooing actually to the next level. You know, where I took it from, the cookie cutting to creating our own designs. And now Josh is even taking it to the next level higher. So it's a good feeling.
My Packer tattoo? The only thing I have is a 4 for Brett.
It's all football. It's Packers mostly. A lot of fantasy football.
And so it's always, discussing, players being traded, this and that. They should have done this and that. And so everybody has their own opinion. But it's an all-day affair.
Kind of telling you.
It can get a little heated. I think maybe you take it out on each other a little bit more because we are family. But at the same time, you got that stability. Like, we always have each other's back.
We have our days, like everybody else would, too many hours together. But next day, we'll see you tomorrow, back at it. So, it's a lot of fun, and I'm really privileged.
Today's 5th, right?
Yes.
I went on the police department in January of 63. I got a call from the police chief at the time, and he said, Jerry, would you be interested in working at the Packers part-time in the morning? Oh, I love football. I mean, it was like a dream. And I forgot, I didn't care what they paid us. And we started working in the mornings for this first year. For the next 20 years, I always worked, helping out was a part-time job. And then in 91, Bob Harling was the head man, and he asked me if I would be interested in taking over security. I got sick in 2003 with cancer. A good friend of mine at the time, and Vandervest Harley-Davidson, who I had known, they all got together and said, we want to do a ride for you, Jerry, or just let's do something for cancer. We started our ride in 2004, so now already we just finished number 14 in June this year. About 5 years ago, I was putting up posters in different places, and I knew motorcycles were parked in front of this access road, Long Military. I never went in there. I don't have any tattoos.
Me and my sons ride motorcycles to this day, so he came, put up a poster. So we started helping and supporting Jerry's ride.
I met Rick the first time, and I had a cup of coffee. It all just kind of meshed in together to now that I feel so comfortable walking in that door. It's a secondary home for me to have coffee or visit and to get away a little bit sometimes.
Jerry's seen a computer before, Dad. Jerry is, he's the man. He's a dying breed in this world. I mean, he just spends time with people that he doesn't even know. His whole stint with cancer and all the people he's involved with his cruise for cancer, he's just got a pulse for it and just knows what it's like to be up there. You can't even put into words, really. He's fantastic. Just a really good friend.
He enjoys coming here. He loves listening to the football talk, the coffee. He likes to say that it's his therapy. Lots of laughs.
I never leave here without laughing or even sometimes crying, because I've met some people here and we've discussed some of the hard times with cancer, and I get treated so well here. It's a shame how people respect me here. So, and I say that so humbly, really. I appreciate that so much.
One of the other fundraisers that he holds every year, it's called Compassionate Care at the Drift. And there's a lot of auction items that are going to be auctioned off. That's a pencil drawing that I started a year and a half ago. And finally, my two sons stepped in and helped me out so we can get it done in time. The original picture here we're going to present to Jerry today, surprise him. He does not know anything about it. And then we're going to make 15 number copies that we're going to auction off as well. So that money will go toward his cause. And the original, the family will keep.
Come on up here, sir.
Hey, Jerry.
We got a surprise for you. For you, Jerry, and your family. What we have here is the poster called The Warriors. This is a tribute to Jerry Perrins and his family. So it's all there telling a life story. Thank you for all you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Barnowski and Jerry Perrins. What a great deal.
I'm so damn proud of it. It kind of gives me a log on the fire to keep going with these things. All these people here are supporting the Cruise for Cancer, and that all goes back to help these unfortunate people that are dealing with cancer. Besides being the greatest tattooist, he's a heck of a marketing guy. I've met him 4 or 5 years ago by putting up a poster in his business, and now we're brothers, you know, so I'm very proud of that.
Well, they're Packer fans, so yeah, we do have to accommodate them.
I'm 60, but I'm not sure I'm going to tell my mother. Oh, this won't come off in the shower, right?
No. You wanted it perfect, right?
Yes.
Oh, then we're good. It's a G, not a C.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Packer fans, obviously we have people that have a lot of wild creative stuff.
You know, you probably do a few Packer tattoos a month. Anything from like little Packer G's, Lombardi trophies, signatures, numbers of some of the greats, Lambeau Field type of stuff. We do all kinds of sports tattoos, but Packer tattoos by far are outnumber everything.
Once the season started, we get a lot of people from out of state that are coming to games, and they seem to be the most common fans that are get like a Packer G or a helmet or something.
We have a family from Germany. They come once a year, pack up their kids. They fly in. We tattoo them for a few days. They hang out for like a week.
But he's a huge Packer fan. As a matter of fact, he met Morgan Burnett in the airport a few years ago.
I remember running to him. You know, we took a picture. They asked to take a picture. This was back when I had my dreads. So, you know, I took the picture and then didn't think nothing else about it.
Sure enough, Morgan's in my chair, and here's this couple from Germany. And sure enough, oh, goodness, you know, can we have an autographed picture? So Morgan signed the pictures, and it was unbelievable. What a small world.
It was cool running into him again and just You know, Rick keeping that picture from, I think that was 2010.
That's kind of stories. That's really fun.
Seeing Rick work, Rick is a master. He is so good at his artwork. Just amazed how he does things for people that have lost a grandpa, a grandma, a daughter, and some of the great people that come in here to get a tattoo. It's amazing.
Dad, it's just crazy how many people know about him. I mean, he's one of the forefathers. People that are into tattoos know his name. People in Green Bay don't realize what they have here, you know, as far as how legendary he is in the industry.
I think Rick's the best. He's the best in this area. He's probably the best in the state of Wisconsin. I know he's done between 40 and 50,000 tattoos in his lifetime. Think about that. That's a lot of people. People of all walks of life. Gotta keep on believing.
It's an expression, a form of expression, something of your inner self on the outer skin. Your body is your temple. You decorate your house, you hang pictures in the on the walls. People decorate their body. It tells a story about the individual.